Hello, it's Charles again, and welcome back for session 3. I hope you're enjoying this so far and settling into this idea of the mountain of one day versus the mountain of a lifetime. And the idea of just attending to the soil of your life, preparing the conditions in the best way that you can right now in this moment only, and then letting go of the rest. You're just planting seeds, preparing the soil, and the rest is in the hands of nature. So let's continue to let go of all concern about outcomes or long-term goals. Let go of the pressure of how you want your life to look or the particular things you want in life. Just for these sessions here with me, let's not focus on the outcomes, those big words of happiness, success, love, contentment. We can let those go for now. Returning to that quote from Viktor Frankl, happiness ensues but cannot be pursued. When we try to pursue and seek these outcomes in themselves, when we try to make ourselves be happy, I think we are setting ourselves up for failure in some way. Engaging in a game that cannot be won. Happiness ensues but cannot be pursued. So let's just focus on what we can actually control and break down one day into manageable pieces, manageable themes. So you can look at today and say, okay, I've spent some time doing this, I've spent some time doing this, and I haven't really attended to this part yet, so I can do that now. Or I can make sure I do that at some point today. And that's what each of these daily principles represents. Each an ingredient of a full, healthy, meaningful day of being alive. So last time we focused on the principle of waking up, both the way you wake up in the morning and the way you wake up again and again throughout the day. And I'm wondering if you've had a chance to experiment with your morning wake-up process. If not, no worries, but you might just reflect on that now and return to the intention to wake up in a way that supports the rest of your day, rather than being a hindrance or something you need to recover from. So in this session, we will focus on the daily principle of calibration, exploring how it is that you calibrate yourself, center yourself to this right now experience, and to who you most deeply are. This is where you might fit in a formal meditation practice, but it really could be a variety of things. So we'll explore today this principle of calibration. Okay, and now if you'd like to close your eyes, you can gently do so. If not, that's also fine. Just choose how you would like to optimally engage with this session today. Whether it's sitting in meditation, or taking notes, or moving around, all are welcome by me. But just make a clear choice now and come back to that choice whenever your mind inevitably wanders away. Just come back to the clear choice of this is how I want to spend this time, just for this short time together. And now I'll ask you the question again, why are you here and what do you most deeply want? The answer might be different today than the last time, but just clearly state this in your mind and answer however you like. It might be specific or more vague. Just try to be as honest as you can and try to provide an answer that is coming from you and not from someone or somewhere else. Why are you here and what do you most deeply want? Okay, and now let's take a few moments to settle in together and ground ourselves in this alive, present moment that we're both living in. And so see if you can embody the posture and the attitude of like a flower, that is rooted firmly and deeply in the ground, and then is reaching up and out from those roots naturally toward the energy of the sun. The sun being this present moment that is all around you and is within you, only right now. Naturally opening toward all of this, seeing it, even if your eyes are closed, hearing it, feeling it, for the first time, brand new. Feeling your roots in the earth, feeling connected with your current physical environment, and then stretching up and out from those roots to receive all of this, and to receive the message that I have for you today, as fully and openly as you can. An empty cup ready to be filled. And you might just take a few deep breaths in this space, breathing in deeply and breathing out and letting the exhale go all the way out completely. And then just waiting for the inhale to come back in naturally on its own. And you can just settle into the natural rhythm of the breath, however it is. And settle into this experience here with me. This is all there is. Okay, so waking up was the first principle, and now moving into the principle of calibration. So if you could view yourself and your life as like a ship moving through the ocean, and you might envision that now, what does your ship look like? What is the ocean like? What is the sky like of your life? So I see the act of calibration as like a deep course correction of my ship to begin the day, aligning with the ultimate direction that I want my ship to be moving in, which then makes it easier to make many course corrections again and again throughout the day and maintain that underlying direction from morning until night, as opposed to beginning the day and moving slightly off track, and before you know it, you're way off track and it feels hopeless to return. So you might just double down and give up on this deeper meaning for the day and say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. By calibrating first thing after waking up, you're guarding yourself against that. You're creating a buffer against the inevitable course disruptions and distractions that life will bring you throughout the day. Those distractions and interruptions that you just can't predict. So now I'll share with you what calibration looks like for me, and then guide you through some reflection on how it is that you calibrate. Okay, so after waking up in the morning, now at 5, I walk into a separate room for the process of calibration. And for me, this is actually in the back corner of our laundry room. It doesn't need to be anything special. It can be just some dedicated space for this practice. So I walk back to my little spot, and first I do a quick set of push-ups and jumping jacks. Very simple, but it gets my heart pumping and blood flowing, and I'm ready for meditation. And you might integrate something like this, even just shaking the body, shaking out the arms and the legs, nourishing the flow of blood to and from the heart before dropping into stillness. So then I sit down to meditate, and here's my current process for meditation. I sit kneeling on my meditation cushion and mat. I have a rectangular mat and a round cushion, referred to as a zabutan and zafu. And I sit with my knees on the mat and the cushion on its side between my legs, placed kind of like a wheel in between my legs. So I sit kneeling with my weight resting towards the front of the cushion, my lower back and belly slightly arched forward, allowing my back to point up, sort of like a stack of coins, resting on the cushion. And this has been referred to as Seiza position, and it's the best for me at this point in terms of stability and stillness. And it's essential for me to be as still as I can be, not in a forced, rigid way, but to find a place where my body can come completely to rest, and I can bring all of my focus to the experience of consciousness and look at it very directly. So I take a few moments to adjust my seat to get physically balanced and settled in. And as I'm sitting, I have a little table in front of me. This next part is sort of a ritual, but not for the sake of ritual, but to emphasize the specialness of this act and to connect me with my deepest intention and with the rest of my practice. It's sort of like a dribble routine for a basketball player that they do before they shoot a free throw. So that's my view on ritual, a way of highlighting the specialness of this moment, and a way of drawing a sort of thread through your practice and through your daily life. So I like to light incense, and I have a daily calendar, and I tear off a page and I read the simple message for the day. And then I use the timer function on Insight Timer. And I sink into a very simple, basic meditation practice for about 20 to 25 minutes. I meditate in silence, mostly with my eyes closed, sometimes open, but recently I've been closing them, mostly. And typically I begin by focusing simply on the sensations of breath at the tip of my nostrils. And it helps me to have a very specific physical focus to return to. So feeling the breath moving in through my nostrils cool and out through my nostrils warm, right at the very tip. And you might connect to that for a moment. Feeling the movement of the breath at the tip of the nostrils in cool and out warm. In this sort of circular back and forth movement. Often I'll be counting in my mind on the exhale, 1 through 10, and then repeating back at 1. And I'll inevitably lose focus on that, begin thinking about something, planning something, remembering something, and then I'll just notice that I've wandered. And no judgment, and just keep coming back to starting at 1 on the next exhale. And now this no judgment part has been a significant shift for me over the years in my meditation practice, of no longer having a sense of failure or success. I see habitual thinking as simply part of the conscious process. And this deepest to me, this basic witness inside of me, can become aware of thinking just like anything else, like sounds and physical sensations. So I see this continual resetting as very much so doing the practice, and thoughts are just part of the whole arising and passing show. The show that I'm watching and am a part of. So after that 20 to 25 minutes has passed, when the bell is rung, I usually stay with the meditation for a bit, and then gradually open my eyes and move around a bit. And at this point, I like to bow. I'm not bowing to anything in particular, but it's an expression of humility. It's a bow to this moment, this chance right now that I have to be alive. And it feels really good to embody that in a physical gesture. So I bow and remember that I'm just trying my best. And I ultimately can't even begin to fathom what this life really is. It's so huge and beyond my ability to even begin to grasp. So the bow is just like a thank you. A thank you to this miracle of existence and my ability to be aware of this existence. So if you're willing, you might try that now. See what it feels like to bow and to really feel that appreciation for whatever you have appreciation for, and for the chance to just be alive right now. Even if you don't actually physically bow, you might feel the attitude of a bow, an internal bow. What does that feel like? An internal bow to this chance that you have now and today to be alive. It's all here in front of you. Just expressing some humble gratitude for this one chance. So after I've done that, while still sitting in front of the table, I have one more thing to do. I write in a journal for just a minute or two. I'll write maybe something that popped into my mind during meditation, maybe some feeling that just comes to me in the moment, maybe something about the day ahead, maybe the repetition of something I'm trying to remember, like a poem or a quote. One I often write is, "A quiet mind is all you need. All else will happen rightly once the mind is quiet." Or I'll just write the first part, "A quiet mind is all you need," a reminder of the simplicity of this practice. So I think journaling is helpful because it forces you to get what is existing inside out of you and articulate it into something that you can look at and hold and see. It forces you to, in some way, get what's in out. And to me, that's a really cathartic process. So you might consider right now what it feels like physically to get what's inside of you out. What is something inside of you right now that would like to be expressed? Even if you don't know how to do it, or even exactly what it is, just feel into getting what's inside out. Just feel that release. A lot of what I'm trying to provide in my individual work with clients is really just a vehicle to express externally what they're feeling and thinking inside. I think that can remove a lot of weight of carrying stuff that is just felt inside and has maybe been stuck in there with no way of releasing it. So journaling, even just a line or two, or maybe even just a drawing, can help with that. And so that then completes my calibration process. And my ship at this point has been fully oriented to the clear underlying direction of how I want to live, with appreciation for the present moment, clarity of mind, and focus. And I've set myself up with an experience that I can keep coming back to, making mini corrections again and again throughout the day, maintaining my underlying course. So then, having calibrated, I gently get up. I do another quick set of push-ups and jumping jacks, and then move into breakfast, which brings me to the next principle of care, which I'll share about in the next session. But let's finish up this session by slowing down and connecting with the spirit of the second principle, calibration. Feeling the spirit of this action beyond just the word, beyond the conceptual label. And connecting with the spirit of climbing the mountain of just one day, another essential element of doing that. And again, there's no right way to do this part of the session. You can allow whatever comes up to come up as you breathe in and out. And when you're ready, on the next inhale, breathing in, feeling yourself calibrating. And breathing out, feeling yourself calibrating, aligning your ship with the underlying course of your life. Breathing and connecting to the spirit of slowing down, pausing, and looking directly at this moment, and clarifying, how is it that I really want to live today? How do I want to be in relationships? How do I want to be in my work? And take a few moments to reflect on how it is that you calibrate now. What is your calibration process like? And this doesn't have to be meditation. It might be prayer. It might be going for a walk. Anything that operates to ground you to begin your day. How do you warm up for the day ahead? What does that look like for you? And you might just visualize yourself taking command of your ship to begin the day. And what does it look like and feel like, your ship and the ocean and the sky? And you might just take a few more deep breaths, connecting with the intention to prioritize this calibration process in whatever way you can. Prioritizing some time spent setting yourself up, supporting yourself for a day that is most reflective of who you really are. Okay, and if your eyes were closed, you can gently open them now. And you might move around or shake or stretch, whatever movement might feel good to you in this moment. And before we end today, I'd like you to consider one thing to experiment with in your calibration process, one adjustment that you feel is doable, and then to try it out if you're up for it before our next time together. Again, I recommend writing down each of these steps along with your possible adjustments and action items in a journal or a document to sort of have them out in front of you. Okay, so far we have waking up and now calibration, arising and then coming back down, grounding with awareness and clarity, and now we're ready to move into the day, firmly connected to who we are and how we really want to be living. And we'll finish there for now. I look forward to the next session when we'll explore the principle of care, this next step as we move out of calibration and into taking tender care of the day, moment by moment, and begin to put into lived action what we've already prepared so far in the morning. Well, thanks for joining me, and I'll be with you soon.